Okay, so I had a question from a mama called Rekha that was asking how to deal with a 2 years old who throws food all over the floor when he's finished eating. So thank you, Rekha, for this question. I'm wondering if, because you said that it's when he's finished eating or when he doesn't like the food, if for him it's a way of giving you the signal that he's done with the food. Right, and 2 years old, they can't quite talk yet. They can't express their they can't express themselves properly. So often what they will do is just like, oh, I don't want food anymore. Pfft, I put it away from me. Right, it doesn't mean that they are bad or that they're doing that on purpose or to annoy us, right? It's just life in a 2 years old head can be quite simple. I don't need this food anymore. Pfft, I put it over there, right? So you want to ask him or have a conversation, a short conversation with him about, wow, you're putting the food on the floor. That means you're done? Okay. If that's it, if it means you're done, then I would just take the plate away and put it back in the kitchen, right? Thanks for letting me know that you're done, right? Something that I want to invite you to do is to eat with him if you're not doing it already, right? To sit down with him, to have a meal with him at the same time, so you guys have a conversation. And so as soon as he's about to put the food on the floor, you just catch his hand and say, oh, no, we're not going to put the food on the floor, but I understand that you're done. Is that right? You're done. Okay, we're going to put the food away, but not on the floor because I need to clean the floor and I don't want to do that, right? If that is a signal for him to say, I'm done, that's maybe the only option he has at the moment to communicate with you that he's done. So we want to offer him another option, another way of communicating that he's done, right? With my daughter, when she was around 8, 9, 10 months old, I started doing sign language with her. Because it's very frustrating for babies to not be able to communicate with us. So they can get really upset when they're not understood. So, for example, to say finished, we would say like that. And so that's another option. And you can make up any sign you want, or you can look at my YouTube video. I've made a YouTube video with the 35 signs I was using with my daughter when she was little to communicate with us, to say more, or house, driving, eating, drinking. This very simple movements that help the child communicate. And so that can be another option. Every time your child puts the food on the floor, you say, oh, we're not going to put it on the floor, but you're saying you're finished. Finished. Oh, you're finished. Okay, thanks for letting me know. And soon he might start using this sign, right? You can use it as well for when he's, I don't know, if he's using the toilet, finished pee-pee or finished playing or anything, right? That's offering him another option than throwing the food on the floor, right?